Good afternoon. I'm Erin McGrody with the KUAC Newsminer Update. The State House Finance Committee is holding a public hearing in Fairbanks today on a bill that would set the amount of this fall's permanent fund dividend check. The legislation would reduce the check amount from the $3,000 dictated by a 1982 formula and restore operating and capital budget line item vetoes by Governor Dunleavy. The hearing on HB 2001 runs from 2 to 7 p.m. at the Fairbanks Legislative Information Office. The public can testify in person, by calling in, or via email. Similar hearings were held in Anchorage and Wasilla Monday and Tuesday. The bill is being considered as legislators meet for a second special session called by the governor to set the amount of this year's PFD. It's unclear if the bill's budget provision falls within the session's specific call. The legislature is suing Governor Mike Dunleavy over school funding. Alaska Public Media and KTOO report that the suit was filed yesterday, a day after the administration didn't send out the monthly state aid to school districts. The legislature and administration filed a joint motion asking a judge to order that the state continue to send the monthly checks for public schools and student transportation until the case was resolved. Kodiak Republican Representative Louise Stutes is the vice chair of the Legislative Council, which unanimously voted to approve the lawsuit last month. She says she is glad both sides asked a judge to keep the payments going.
It's the right thing to do. This money is owed to those schools. They created budgets based on this, and to withhold it is just, I have a hard time understanding it.
The dispute is over a law enacted under former Governor Bill Walker that funded schools for 2 years and provided an additional $20 million last year and $30 million for this year. Attorney General Kevin Clarkson says the law doesn't follow an annual budget process required by the state constitution and violates a constitutional prohibition on dedicating funds. Assistant Attorney General Maria Barr says Clarkson believes the legislature must pass new school funding, but if a judge agrees to the order, it won't affect this year's school funding.
Attorney General Clarkson has agreed to seek an expedited briefing schedule to get this issue resolved as quickly as possible, and he hopes the court agrees to consider this case quickly so we can come to a resolution on this important constitutional issue.
The $30 million in additional funding is not included in the joint motion. Dunleavy asked the legislature to reverse the funding earlier this year, but later paid it. For more on today's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or kuac.org. I'm Erin McRorty.